Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, I know why you've been so busy this last month.
Oh, really?
You and a lot of other brewers around the world are doing a little something special for your customers. It's called the Holiday Beers. And this is the perfect time of year to try these things because they're kind of crafted for the season, aren't they?
They're really crafted for the season. And it's one of my favorite times of the year as a beer aficionado. And there's so much to look at. I began this project by sort of looking at, you know, sort of the normal ones, and I ended up taking a real Maryland brewery focus.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot I'm going to go through and sort of catalog, and we'll try to put a complete list up on the website.
Okay, we'll get as many done as we can.
But it's going to go relatively quickly. From Heavy Seas, we actually have three that we're putting out for the holidays. Winter Storm is our classic Imperial ESB. That's been well received for years. We also have our Yule Tide, which is a Hefeweizen Doppelbock with gingerbread and then aged in rum barrels, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, why not?
And then we also just released our 20th anniversary beer called 20 Year Storm, which is about a 10%er that was aged in bourbon barrels.
Very nice.
Clearly, one of the great beers that you want to look out for this season is the Anchor, our special ale, the Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale, Sam Smith Winter Welcome, if you want to look at the English styles. But closer to home, here's a list of what I think are some pretty interesting Maryland-produced beers for the holidays. From our friends at Brewer's Art, this is the 19th winter of their producing their St. Festivus, which is a dark brown winter warmer with five malts, some Belgian candy sugar, and a little bit of ginger and orange peel. It's a really wonderful beer, something you should look for. Our friends up in Frederick at Flying Dog have a couple of offerings. They have a Belgian Stark style, which is 8.3%, which is a Belgian style golden ale, with a little bit of star anise and orange peel and cinnamon and just a dop of habanero that's called Naughty and Nice. Then there's the Holiday Collection, which is the beers that they are working with Otterbein's Bakery with cookies infused. And then their last but not least, their Canine Winter Ale, which changes from year to year, but something you might want to look out for. Friends of ours down on the Eastern Shore in Salisbury at Evolution Craft Brewing Company, they have a Rise Up RIS, which is a Rise Up Russian Imperial Stout, 10% ABV, which is a stout that they're partnering with Rise Up Coffee Roasters to do a Sumatra Dark Coffee stout for the holidays. I think that's probably something I'm going to look into.
That sounds great.
Sure. A new brewery up in Harford County, Independent Brewing Company, has released Saison de Solstice, which is a winter-spiced saison with Curacao orange, grains of paradise, and ginger. At Brewer's Alley, good friends up in Frederick, they have a small release of their Three Kings Spiced Ale. That's something you might want to look for. An interesting barley wine called Jenny's Sister, which comes from Fry's Brewing Company in Mount Airy. I have not tried this one, but it sounds like something I would probably want to check out. Friends at Red Brick Station, which is the wonderful brew pub out in the White Marsh area, a beer called Winter Solstice, which is with dark cherries, cocoa nibs, and vanilla beans.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff coming on. Oliver's Downtown, their Merry Old Ale, a 6.2% traditional English.
Wow, there's a lot. And I know you got some more. We're going to put them all on the website.
Yeah, there's no way we could get them all in the air. So,
well, go out and enjoy them, folks. They're really wonderful. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.